You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together.
All right, you guys, it's that time. We're taking big, deep breaths, and we are about to talk about the astrology forecast for October 2020. Oh, man. Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Hi.
How are you?
You guys ready? I'm recovering from the debates last night. I have no comment, but I am feeling really anxious, like a lot of constriction in my chest, my heart space, just I think we're all just kind of reeling from the energy that's circulating, and I have to do a little additional meditation today.
I think that the debates were a perfect example of what October is going to look like.
Or worse. You would be right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Oh. Well, let's just, there's some good stuff in here too. So I don't want to focus on all of the doom and gloom. And I hate to even use that word because it's really about change and transformation. That's really been the theme of 2020. And here's your reminder, change isn't easy, right? It's tough. And when you're trying to force a collective to do it all at once, there's going to be a lot of constrictions and restrictions and tough energy that we have to work through. So I'm trying to frame this in the bigger perspective here. Yeah. So let's just talk about the energy for the month first. So we're in Libra season, which admittedly is one of my favorite seasons. I have a lot of Libras in my life too. A lot of September birthdays. When I said last month I had a lot of Virgos, I do. But I also have a lot of Libras just because there's so many like September birthday people. I feel like it's a popular month to be born. But anyway, Libra is a cardinal air sign, and the energy is all about bringing ease and flow and beauty and alignment into our lives, which doesn't that sound good right now? Like, give me all of that. And I love Libra season for the opportunity that it offers us to seek more balance through a state of recalibration. So reviewing what is working or what's not working in our life in order to find that alignment that we're really craving. And Libra is a cardinal energy, which means it is happy to initiate. It's happy to step up and lead. And it shows up every single time. Like, despite the challenge and turmoil that gets thrown its way, Libra's like, I'm going to step up again and find a better way to do it. So no matter the challenge that we're all facing right now, we're being given the opportunity to take a look at it and figure out what we can do better, what changes we can make so that we can have more of that flow and ease and harmony in our life. So as an air sign, Libra is also very intellectually focused, and it's really good at being able to detach from its emotions to see the bigger picture at play. And it understands the importance of clearing away a lot of personal bias in order to be able to recognize any kind of blocks or personal impasses for what they truly are. And I don't know about you, Erica, but when I do a lot of one-on-one work with clients and the notion or this idea of energetic blocks comes up, a lot of times my clients recognize that there is a block, but they have a hard time deciphering what it is and why, because they're so emotionally attached to it. It's like a protective roadblock for them. And so that Libra energy is what allows us to kind of rise up above and see the more expansive perspective without the emotional attachment to figure out a plan of how we can move forward. So I really want to like utilize that energy right now as we're moving through the back end of the year, thinking about how we can make our lives a little bit easier, how we can approach these challenges without feeling so like dead on and head on. And the important part of Libra too is that it loves partnerships and collaboration. So this is a really ideal time to seek to learn and understand from others, especially through, like I said, partnerships, collaborations, whether it's in work, business, or even in your personal life with your friendships and your relationships. And allowing space for others to be heard and also loved for exactly who they are. And with everything that's going on in the US right now and globally, I just feel like that is so craved. Like, we have such a thirst for that, to feel like we can show up for who we are and we can feel loved for the unique light that we bring. So this is a really good time to, like I said, review and recalibrate everything in our life to better understand why these blocks and challenges continue to come up. If you are noticing a theme this year, or if there has been a theme in your life regarding particular behaviors or stalls, or like I said, blocks that keep coming up, take some time to really think about that and lean on those friendships, those trusted partnerships, those friendships. It could be your spouse, anyone that you feel confident and connected to be able to bounce ideas around with in order to see that picture again, is really important. So don't feel like you have to do this alone. Use that Libra energy to collaborate to find more alignment and balance.
Yeah. I think that with everything going on too, it's very easy to think that we're doing this all by ourselves. We're dealing with COVID and the repercussions and everything all by ourselves. And that's just simply not the case whatsoever. We're all in this together. And I think having it be Libra season, it's just a great reminder that it's like, you know, open up, you know, it's okay. You know, it's okay. We all need someone to create space for us. And sometimes we get so, I mean, for me, definitely, it's like sometimes we get so consumed in our own mindset that it's like we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel until someone else just says it or rephrases something. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh my God, why am I thinking that? Yeah, it just clicks.
Yeah.
But it's been with it. You knew it all along, but the way they rephrase it, it's just like, ah, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not knowledge, it's just delivered differently.
It is. And it validates what we already know, but maybe we're afraid to acknowledge, or there was some kind of just fear of like stepping up to make changes, to feel like you've got someone that's like, I see you and I see what you're either struggling with. And I want to help you. And I want to help you see it in a way that maybe you haven't been allowing yourself, or you've been limiting yourself from being to fully embrace or accept whatever the parameters are that you're dealing with. Yeah, I agree. So we're in Libra season until the middle end of September, and then we head into Scorpio season, which is all about shadow work. So we won't even go into Scorpio season today. But we'll just dive into the full moon in Aries, which is happening October 1st. So today, as we're recording this is the 30th. So chances are you guys are already feeling the energy around this moon that is coming up tomorrow. This is the first full moon of the month. This is one of two full moons this month, which is very cool. Yeah. And historically, this is called the harvest moon. Mm. So we have some really incredible dynamic cardinal fire energy from Aries with this full moon, which brings about new beginnings. And generally speaking, full moons are all about endings, right? But when we have the influence of Aries, which is the first sign of the zodiac, this could be new beginnings, since Aries loves to initiate and be first, or it could be the beginning of an ending. So really feel into that. Think about what's going on in your life right now. Do you feel like there is a cycle that is closing, or do you feel like there is something that is building to begin? So there's no right or wrong there. It's going to be unique to each of us. But this full moon is all about personal reflection, and Aries is focused on the self. So this energy is really ideal for deep diving into considering what we truly want for ourselves and becoming clear on our personal needs and where we're giving away power in our life. Mm. And I also want to bring up that this full moon is conjunct with Chiron, which is the wounded healer. So this is a really vulnerable time where there could be wounds or past trauma that you identify with, and it might feel particularly overwhelming, and that's okay. Give yourself the space to work through those feelings, to allow them to come up, to identify them, and use these realizations and emotional tides to help fuel and facilitate any healing that feels necessary, or making any kind of positive changes for more growth. So, you know, don't allow any of those difficult or painful feelings to be an excuse for anger or petty arguments, because we're seeing a lot of that since we're in Mars retrograde. Mm-hmm. This conjunction with the full moon in Chiron is a reprogramming, so that we can feel safe and secure with who we are, and also nurturing any areas of ourselves that have felt unloved. So this is all root chakra energy coming into play regarding our sense of personal safety and security. So of course, there's lots of beautiful ways that you can support that grounding aspect, that that root chakra. There's lots of oils and crystals and meditations that you can use to support that energy. But that's really the undercurrent of what we're feeling with this moon. Mm. And I just want to also point out with Chiron that Chiron is linked to our physical ailments and illnesses as well. So just be mindful of your body during this lunar phase. Listen to any cues that it might be telling you of what it needs more of. Maybe it's rest, or maybe you need to make some adjustments in your diet, or moving your body a little bit more, or whatever it is. Prioritize those health goals as your body is telling them that it needs them.
You know what's so funny too is, like, now that I'm thinking about it,
excuse me guys, one second. You know, I'm pretty open about my struggle with hormonal acne. And I've never really had acne problems growing up, but since I turned 30, you know, when I start menstruating, my skin is just horrible. And this month it was particularly bad. And I had this, like, intuitive feeling that I was like, go holistic. Cause I was like, do I need new soap? Do I need this? Do I need that? And I was just, you know, it gets very frustrating, cause it's just like, I am 33 years old and I am dealing with acne. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And only like 2 weeks out of the month, it's just so frustrating and it hurts like hell. And I just kept on hearing it in my meditations. Like, it's time for you to go holistic, go to your local store, go to my local, you know, holistic store. So I go and I get a, you know, I go to the herbalist and they tell me all the things that I should do, and I start doing it. And then, like, it's just definitely been, it's interesting, because it's just been more in my mind now with Chiron and everything than it has been for years. You know, I always just dealt with it, and then all of a sudden it's just been a bigger issue for me. And it's just been more irritating, I want to say, because it's like, come on, I'm drinking enough water. I'm washing my face at night. Like, what is happening? And I just, you know, I just kept on saying, just go holistic. So I went and I, like, got all of these herbs and stuff like that. And within a couple of days, I've just seen such a difference. You know what I mean? So I think,
oh,
like,
that's great.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, so far so good. I'm going to give it a couple of months and see if it actually, like, works with every cycle. But it's interesting that you said, like, Chiron's really about healing, you know, healing yourself and the physical ailments and stuff. And see, like, that's how intuition works, guys. Yeah. You know, it's just listen to what is present in your mind. Listen to the things that are going on within your mind, because those ideas, those thoughts that are coming out of nowhere and they feel good, that's your intuition talking to you. So listen to it, you know?
Yeah. I love that. That's so true. And, you know, the bigger idea here is, yes, like, we want to fix and heal, but it's also like accepting and loving the parts of ourself that we've had a really difficult time. So, I mean, if you've struggled with, you know, breakouts and stuff, like, it's hard to look at yourself in the mirror when you feel like, oh, I just don't feel like I look great. And my skin doesn't feel great. And, oh, I just hate my skin, you know, but this full moon and this conjunction with Chiron is illuminating the areas of our life that are being asked to be reviewed and loved and accepted. And that can be both the physical and at the soul level. So lots of beautiful opportunities for healing with this moon tomorrow. Again, it's all about the self. So, you know, set up a nice ritual that feels good, that feels comfortable, that you feel like you can just kind of let out whatever needs to come out, come to the surface. to feel nurtured and protected and safe. Those are the real key words here as we're moving through the full moon with Aries energy.
Yeah, very much so. I agree. Yeah. Yep.
So moving through October, October 4th, Pluto is going to be going direct in Capricorn. That's pretty much all I have to say about that. We'll talk about Pluto a little bit more because he's got some energy that's going on with some other planets too. But we've had this big retrograde period over the summer, which is really normal. And now we're starting to see planets that are going direct. We've got Saturn that's going direct, and then Pluto will be going direct in Capricorn on October 4th. So now I want to talk about, we've got this square aspect between Mars in retrograde in Aries and Pluto in Capricorn. And this energy is really highlighted in the chart October 2nd through the 15th. And it's really important to pay attention as this plays out in the collective, guys. Mars in Aries symbolically is like the leading edge of the collective evolution. It's that forward thinking, pioneering energy. Whereas Pluto in Capricorn is all about breaking down old structures and systems in order to transform hierarchies. So it's really big energy. Yeah. And the relationship of this aspect between these two planets is an intense power struggle. And it's an assertion for dominance in order to gain control. So it is no coincidence that this energy is playing out over the presidential and vice presidential debates here in the United States. If last night was any indication of what's to come, let's all just, sage the house or something. I don't know. It's intense. It's this power struggle energy. That's what Mars in retrograde squaring Pluto is all about. And also this energy is impulsive and it really intensifies the expression of one another. So it's like Pluto is really like egging on Mars in retrograde here and vice versa. Mars is really like poking the bear with Pluto and they want to do things their own way. And neither of them take direction well. So this aspect really represents like a crisis in action. Yeah. Yeah. We're definitely going to feel that. So, you know, we're already feeling the constriction and discomfort of governments and people in power telling us what we can and cannot do, right? So Mars and Pluto are really asking us to be clear about what we're fighting for, both individually and collectively. Again, these themes that are coming up right before election day in November, this is no coincidence. These two planets are asking us, are you brave enough? Are we brave enough to go for it, to go for what we want? We have to confront these external circumstances and also the internal dynamics that we feel in order to move beyond our blocks and become more self-aware, because that's what the age of Aquarius is about, right? As we're rising in our vibration, we're becoming more self-aware individually and collectively.
Right.
So during this transit, we're also going to see the sun in this dynamic forming a T-square with Pluto and Mars. And to be honest, this is really ruthless in terms of an energetic combination, and it can suggest some rather hostile, intense energy. I really feel the debates and escalating energy between the two presidential candidates here in the US is going to be really explosive during the next 2.5 weeks, since the sun and Mars are quite literally at war with themselves in this T-square aspect. So this is a really unbalanced masculine paternal energy that we're seeing with Mars, this sense of pride in winning and getting to the prize first. It's like, it doesn't care about doing it the right way. It just wants to be the winner. It's less about the journey getting there, but like jumping in head first and just scrambling to the finish line.
See, and that's like the problem though. It's just like, we've lived in this masculine society for so long and look how far it's taken us.
I know. I know. It's really tough energy. And Pluto just wants to transform and break down, but Mars is like holding on for dear life, trying to push ahead. So, you know, and then we've got the sun in here that's really illuminating these areas of the sense of self. So yeah, like I said, it's really intense and ruthless. And I see this energy playing out like individually in small social circles, in our families, in our relationships. It's just going to feel quite tense, guys. So prioritize your mental health. Like if you need to disconnect from social media, please do. Facebook isn't going anywhere. There's nothing wrong with deleting the app from your phone and just checking in once a day, or limiting the amount of time that you're spending on the news. Whatever it is that you need to do to feel more peaceful, right? To be more in that ease and flow of Libra season, like lean more into that instead of leaning into this restrictive, ruthless energy.
That's so true. And I really, if you can do anything for yourself, I highly suggest deleting all social media apps from your phone and give yourself a social media detox. It is honestly the easiest thing. I mean, it's not easy, obviously, depending on how much you're on it. But for me, I do it at least once a year where I just don't even allow the social media apps on my phone. And it's just such a nice refresher. Like it really is, because we really, we don't know how much time we're honestly on it, just scrolling aimlessly. And what better time to do it than now?
Yep. You know. Amen.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor here. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is that you need to feel more grounded, and just make mindful choices about how you're interacting. Same, you know, just offer yourself some grace there. It's a tense time. And speaking of tense times, there's my transition. Let's talk about Mercury retrograde. The good news is that this is the last Mercury retrograde of the year. Yay. Mm-hmm.
Yay.
The bad news is that Mercury retrograde in this transit is going through Scorpio and eventually moving back into Libra. So we're going to see a lot of shadow work during this transit, a lot of reflecting and reviewing those really intense Scorpio themes. And I just want to mention that historically, this creates a lot of chaos when we have a Mercury retrograde this time of year, and it's an election year. This creates a lot of chaos around the voting process. No surprise there, right? Since Mercury rules communication, technology, how we share information. And as Mercury retrograde leads up to the election day on November 3rd, it comes out of retrograde on election day. So do you remember, Erica, Florida's recount for the 2000 election year?
A
mess that was with the ballots and the recount.
Mercury.
We were in a Mercury retrograde during that time too. So I'm not one to make premonitions, but I really do anticipate that this is going to be a huge factor in this year's election. I really urge you guys that if you are able to vote early, to go out and do it. Because there are going to be a lot of technical glitches and snafus that are going to be happening as soon as we enter retrograde, which is October 13th. I can't remember if I mentioned that. So Mercury, I know. It's like, could the timing be any worse here? For the greatest good. Okay. Trusting in that, but still this is a freaking shit show.
Yeah. Can I just say, like, let me just say it, like, fuck you, Mercury. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's such a pain. Like everybody, like all of my one-on-one coaching clients, because I do everything through Zoom, I get so irritated because technology is so bad. It's so bad. It's so jet lagged. I am just not looking forward to it, especially with everything else going on.
I know. And Mercury is also in an opposition of Uranus and Taurus during this retrograde. which you know, Uranus is all about like that rebellious energy. It wants to free us. So we are going to see some sudden and unexpected shifts in development happening during this period. Again, this is leading up to the election. Uranus is that cosmic rebel who likes to go rogue and do its own thing, but its intention is to awaken and liberate us from where we've been stuck. So I expect some surprising announcements that are going to be happening in this time during retrograde. I expect a lot of really reckless and rebellious reactions between political leaders. There's going to be technology glitches. And a lot of hidden agendas are going to be continuing to leak up or leak out and coming to light. So it's going to be an interesting time. And like I mentioned, Mercury goes direct on election day in the sign of Libra, which is the sign of justice, balance, and harmony. So won't that be interesting to see what happens? I know. I'm sorry. All right. Well, let's talk about the new moon in Libra, October 16th. This is about embracing new beginnings and fresh starts. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. I will say that this new moon is part of that T-square that I mentioned with Mars and Pluto. Mm-hmm. And the way that we release tension in a T-square, whether I'm looking at a personal chart or the collective, is always the opposite of the apex of which the square comes together. So the square comes together in Capricorn. So that release, or where we're going to be able to find healing, is through the sign of Cancer. So that's telling us that as a collective, especially heightened in this new moon, which is October 16th, we need more nurturing. We need more emotional support right now and more genuine human connection and comfort. Mm-hmm. I mean, so obvious. And the new moon is opposite Mars and Aries. So again, expect some frustrations, because that's really the energy that Mars retrograde in Aries emits. You know, discussing these big ideas that you're manifesting and planning and setting intentions for, again, use a partnership. We're going back to those Libra themes. Use a trusted friend or a spouse or a business partner that you can bounce ideas off of, so you don't get stuck in this low vibe of Mars retrograde, of feeling frustrated, like you can't gain traction or clarity. Use someone as your sounding board so that you can see the bigger picture of what's going on. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this new moon really serves to illuminate as well those close or new relationships or partnerships that seek balance, that need more balance. So whatever is hindering your growth or your balance and harmony is going to come to light during this lunar transit. Use the diplomatic Libra energy to support and guide any difficult conversations or negotiations or changes that need to happen. Sometimes Libra in their low vibe state can be a little people pleasing. They don't want to cause...
Oh yeah.
They don't want to cause a scene, right? They just want to kind of gloss over everything. So know that this is a space with this new moon that you can talk about the good and the bad. Okay. Don't go low vibe, rise above, be that high vibe Libra energy, which is the mediator, which is seeking to see both sides of the coin, but release and detach from the emotional response to see the changes for the value that they're going to bring your life. So if you're needing to talk to like your spouse about maybe some emotional needs in your relationship that just aren't being met, come, you know, approach that conversation from a diplomatic standpoint with a plan of how you're going to lay out what it is that is difficult for you or that you're having a hard time with, and what it is that you're seeking, instead of just kind of emotionally babbling about everything or glazing over like it's not a big deal. It's really, really important. Let's really work on balancing up our relationships so that we feel surrounded and supported by people that see us for who we are and they appreciate us for what we offer, and vice versa. There's no time for toxic friendships, toxic relationships that are bringing us down. There's already so much chaotic energy. We need more positivity. We need more of that emotional support, more of that genuine human connection and comfort that I was talking about.
Very much so. Yeah. 100%.
Right. We've got two more things to talk about here for October. One shifts into November. So I'm just going to talk about the bigger picture here. And that is the conjunction between Jupiter and Pluto. This starts around October 28th and goes into the end of November, November 25th. And this is the third time that we've seen this conjunction, this aspect, this year, which is going to peak in terms of energy on November 12th. But this conjunction isn't going to happen again until 2033. So under Capricorn, these planets are bringing us lessons of maturity and responsibility. through acceptance of the cycles of change that we're all transiting through right now. And every time that we've seen this conjunction this year, we've had a major event take place. So in April, the first time we saw this conjunction, this was around the time that we saw all of the state lockdowns go into effect for the pandemic. And at the end of June, we saw the increase in violent riots and protests after the death and murder of George Floyd. So be aware, as we're coming towards the back end of October and into November, that there is likely going to be the energy of some major shift that's going to happen, okay? And these are cycles of change happening around us and within us. And the gift of this difficult energy is its capacity to guide us below the surface of our material circumstances in order to discover our essential inner purpose that our soul wants us to achieve and realize in this lifetime. So it's no surprise that we're seeing so many spiritual awakenings happening during this year. I mean, I am seeing a countless requests in readings for soul purpose or like soul missions in this lifetime. Are you seeing a lot of that too?
I'm seeing a lot more people basically waking up to their soul's purpose, like waking up, asking questions, like, why do I feel this way? Why is this happening? Which is, I mean, I kind of expected it.
Yeah.
So it can be very scary, because I'm sure if you're listening to this, you might be going through a spiritual awakening right now where you might feel detached from your current life, and you might be questioning a lot, and you just might not be feeling yourself. And the best way to describe it for me was like, I knew the life that I was living and the person that I was wasn't going to work in my future. And you're just standing there and you're like, where do I go now? Like, what do I do? Like, who do I go to? And it's just, first take a big deep breath, and we just have to know that you decided to wake up at this time in history for a reason. And, you know, congratulations, you're waking up. You're going to have a whole new world ahead of you. Trust me. But I'm definitely seeing more people, you know, ask about symptoms of ascension and spiritual awakenings and stuff like that. And yeah, much, much more interest in like developing their gifts and mentoring rather than readings. I should say that. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen a huge increase in mentoring as well. But across the board, it's like this detachment of our material life where it's like, gosh, the things that I was so hung up on before that I thought were important are no longer like the focus of my life. That old version of myself is not there. It makes me think of like the TikTok soundbite where it's like, oh, she passed away.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, the Pluto and Jupiter conjunction to me is like one of the headlining energies of 2020, because Jupiter is all about expanding anything it touches, and Pluto is all about transformation. So that big transformation, those cycles of change are so monumental, both individually and collective. It's just undeniable. So we'll see. We'll talk about that a little bit more in November when we do the November forecast. But I did just want to touch on that briefly, because that energy is going to start to come in towards the end of October.
Okay. Bring it on.
Yeah, let's just finish and wrap up the month. On Halloween, we've got our blue full moon in Taurus. So they call it a blue moon, right? Once in a blue moon, because you have two full moons in a month, which is rare. It doesn't happen very often.
Wow.
And this full moon is all about slowing down, right? Taurus is the second slowest sign of the zodiac, and it's ruled by Venus. So the energy of this moon is all about the Venusian matters of love and money and pleasure, but also seeking closure and just wrapping up any loose ends in terms of relationships that may have ended, or also financial loose ends, since Taurus is also rules materials, the material world, the material wealth in our life. We do have the influence of Uranus again. So do expect the unexpected with this full moon due to that. because Uranus aspects both the moon and the sun, which is going to add a little bit of unpredictable energy. This full moon is conjunct with Uranus. So there is this focus on the future and change and our dreams. And because of that, the energy might feel a little less stable than normal. So just be aware of that. But the moon is really asking us to be present. Be present in the moment, you guys. Ground, ground, ground. Like, think about where you are in place and time today, or on the 31st when you approach the energy for the full moon, and observe what's currently lacking or missing in your life. Find value in yourself. That's a really big Taurus theme, is value, things that are precious to us. Mm. Finding value in ourself, despite what is going on around us, despite the turmoil and the chaos. The most valuable possessions we have in our life is ourselves and the love that we have, both for ourselves and for others. So focus on staying calm and grounded in order to make progress as we continue through the end of the year. I feel like this moon, yes, there is this little bit unpredictable energy because of Uranus, which wants to push us to, like, you know, think about the future and these changes in dreams that we have, and, you know, do indulge in that daydreaming and in those ideas that you want to bring to life in the future, but also just be present. Find a way to just sit with yourself and love yourself, like nourish and care for yourself, whether it's having like a spa night, or I don't know, making yourself like a super delicious dinner, or snacks. Like Taurus loves to snack, like really delicious bites.
And it's going to be Halloween.
Yeah. Bring me all the candy. Yeah. Put my kids to bed and eat their candy.
Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, just find some time to treat yourself. To just treat yourself. Maybe that's having some time to yourself, like sitting in the bathtub. Maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's, I don't know, picking up and doing something that you haven't done in a while. Whatever feels really good to you. Just do that and be present. Observe what else you need more of there. And just love, love, love on yourself. Always a constant reminder.
Love that. And we shouldn't need the blue moon to tell us that.
We shouldn't. We should not. But might as well use it as an opportunity to make the commitment to do it better, to commit to doing it more.
Yes. Yeah. Very much.
So that's October, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna get through it. I say this every month. We will. It's been a hard year, right? 2020 is like, I feel like I say this every single episode, unprecedented. I do see a little relief coming in November. So let's all just take it a day at a time.
Yeah. Every storm runs out of rain.
Amen. I love that. That's a great way to put it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, Hannah, for coming on. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next month.
Bye.